And welcome to the fire team. Welcome to the fire team. Dad Tales Podcast coming at ya. Welcome to the fire team. That was what it would be like if we were like an 80s cartoon, like a Saturday morning cartoon. Welcome to the fire team. Get on up on the fire team. Fire team coming at ya. Get on that shit now.
Sure.
No?
No, actually, that would be pretty. It'd be something upbeat like that with like somebody like the. Their dads with the power cast. It just power. You know, I always had that, like, just like the like quick line. Like,
all right, you do the end. I'll do the song, and then you do the end. Welcome to the fire team. We've got a fire team. Get on top of the fire team. Fire team coming at ya. Four dads who like to come together. They're a fire team, firing all the time. One, two, three, four dads coming at ya. Welcome to the fire team.
Dads with Tales. Dads with Tales Podcast. And it'd be something stupid like that. Like, just the like, you're like, wait, what is that last part? Like, is the guy on crack? Just like.
Well, I think we found our intro.
That's our intro.
Podcast.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Fire Team Dad Tales Podcast, DTP, episode 99. JC Jesse here. I'm not alone.
Thanks for ruining our intro song.
Not alone. We also have Baroque Reaper.
Yeah, how's it going?
What's up, Baroque?
Hey guys.
Oh.
Hey.
Stu,
there's a Stu.
Oh, we just started.
Oh, okay.
What's
good timing?
What's a Baroque? What's going on?
Not much. Watching some TV the other day. Learned something new.
Yeah, what'd you learn?
So do you know why a duck has feathers on his butt?
I don't know. Why
does? Come.
To cover its quack.
All right. Okay.
Good stuff.
Not bad.
Hey, you saw Solo the other day, huh?
Yes, I did.
How was it?
I
want it.
I'm
in
not gonna
detail,
say it's the best
spoilers.
Star Wars. It's not the best Star Wars movie ever, but it's a good movie. I mean, it is by Ron Howard, so how could it go wrong?
Yeah.
And our good friend Childish Gambino, yeah, he's freaking Lando Calrissian. Billy Dee Williams got nothing on him.
Yeah, that's what you were saying last night. That after you see him, that he's the new Lando. He's
Lando.
Yeah, that's cool.
Do you guys think there's too many Star Wars movies coming out?
You know, I used to be of the opinion there could never be too many Star Wars movies, but now that they're popping out like every single year.
Every 6 months now.
I almost think that they should have waited until they did all the saga films. Like do all of the saga ones all through until number 9 and then start with these Solo and what the hell else today are they talking about? Boba Fett, they're going to do
yeah,
one?
Yeah, they're going to do a Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
I saw something today that
Boba
I was
Fett.
Dying.
It
said Boba Fett is short for Roberta Fettuccini.
I saw that. Roberta Fettuccini.
Yeah, they're doing a Boba Fett. Boba Fett, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Like, yeah, they've got all these plans. Like, they're actually thinking of doing a Lando Calrissian standalone movie. And it's like, that's cool, but space them out. No one's just like, all right, here's a movie, and a movie, and a movie. Because you might actually get tired of seeing Star Wars.
Yeah.
The Roberta Fettuccini reminds me of this other meme I saw today. And it said, the word homeowner has meow in the center of it. Try saying it the same way again. And it's like, all day long, I've been
Home Yowners.
I should not have been drinking that.
Home Yowner. Hey, I hope you've got Home Yowner's insurance, because that tree is really fucked up.
Oh. Home Yowners.
Home Yowners. Oh my gosh. We also have with us Stugazzo.
Hey, what's up, buddy? This is a real cold open for me.
Yeah.
I just jumped on the call and you guys are already recording, so.
Yeah, I'm gonna let the listener know. This is gonna be a quick one tonight.
Yeah, the listener. Wow, we dropped down.
Hey, buddy, we just want to let you know it's gonna be quick. So you feel free to listen to whatever you get, car talk, you know, whatever you got coming up. What's up, Stu?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm trying to think of something here. I wasn't expecting us to be right in the middle of recording. Yeah. So
tomatoes.
I'm kind of awesome. Tomatoes.
Yeah, there you go.
That'll work. Baroque inspired me this year. He posted a picture of his tomato plants, and I'm like, oh man, you know what? I wasn't gonna do them this year, but then when I saw his, I got insanely jealous. I had tomato envy.
Hmm.
It's a thing.
I guess so.
Can never have enough tomatoes.
Look, man, it's been 99 episodes, all right?
No.
Give me a break.
I have, I mean, I have them in my backyard, being as though I'm a home yowner. I have a little garden. Yeah, we have tomatoes, banana peppers, I think cucumbers. We have a wine barrel, like half a wine barrel, with all of our herbs in it. And then we started romaine lettuce this year. And my wife was freaking out last night. Or was it yesterday? She was upstairs. I guess she was in one of the kids' rooms. She's yelling, she's like, Justin, there's a fucking squirrel on my lettuce. So I go outside. There's a squirrel eating her lettuce. And then he's just like, I went up to him and I looked at him, and then he ran away into my neighbor's yard, and he's looking at me like, what are you going to do, motherfucker? And I'm like, oh, jeez, like, I'm on a standoff with a squirrel. So I think I have to build, like, some kind of netting around these. I mean, they're just in pots, but...
In there, man. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was a rabbit. They would just, like, burrow through my garden into my neighbor's yard and back and forth, and I don't know what the hell it was, but it messed me up one year. Little bastard.
Yeah, they suck. Kev, what's up?
How you doing? Hey, dog.
What up, dude?
How's it going?
Just chilling, my dude.
You were talking about pots before.
Yeah.
Did you know the first thing I ever sold and bought across the internet was a bag of marijuana?
Really?
Fun fact.
That is a fun fact.
Hmm. In around 1971.
Wow. You know what? That brings up another question that I have for you, Stu.
So, go ahead.
So you had actually a couple things related to pot, but one, you got this like Da Vinci vape thing, right?
Yes.
You posted that thing. When I went to go look it up, like the number one thing that people were using this thing for was for smoking marijuana oil.
No, not this one.
What
the one that I bought? The one that I bought does bud, dry bud.
Yeah,
you can get the other ones that do the oils and
it is dry,
whatever else. Okay. But mine is for dry bud.
Oh, all right. Yeah, it looks. I mean, it looks pretty fucking high tech. You could like set the temperature on it and like all kinds of. I don't even.
Yeah. Yeah, I just basically opened it up out of the box and have been using the preset settings and. Mm-hmm. Works good enough. One day I'll probably get bored and try it out, all the like fancy settings, but
wow, fucking technology, man.
It's actually been a game changer. Like I haven't smoked in months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's vapor, it's different, it's I don't know. Whatever. I like it.
It made me think of it because I wanted to bring it up after you got it, but I think you weren't on that episode, so I was just curious. It looks pretty,
I don't know.
It looks pretty high tech. That's all I wanted to say.
It is, and it's certainly helped where I've hoped it would help.
Good. Glad to hear.
I know this one guy, our work is big into vaping, and he has a flavor, is cannoli.
And that, he's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, it smells pretty nice. Good.
Yeah.
He's just like walking through a huge cloud of cannoli oil.
Of cannoli. Yeah.
That's different. I mean, like, you know, the vaping.
Vape niche.
Yeah, like vaping those big massive clouds, that's just obnoxious.
Yeah.
You know, this thing is utilitarian. I'm using it for a purpose. I'm not just sitting there blowing just massive.
On a diet, you're just walking around like, what the hell smells like cannoli?
And he was saying that he can mix with the settings, so you can have it be more creamier. Have it be, yeah.
That's great.
Guys, bring a little cheese in there. You know,
he's like a freaking vape doctor.
I'm gonna mix a little. You know, I like my cannoli. I like my cannoli with a little like chocolate chips in there. So I put like two drops of chocolate chip.
He's like, it looked a shitty cannoli, and he farted and vaped at the same time.
there's a barber shop, like a few blocks away from me, and the guys that work in the barber shop, they're out there, and they have like. I don't know. It looks like they're holding a fucking VHS tape with a straw coming out of it, basically. And they're just like, and it's just like huge fucking clouds everywhere. Just the vape pens are like, they're gigantic. It's funny. Boy. What do I want to say? So, like I said at the beginning, we're going to make this a short one for reasons, because I don't know. We're old. We're old, and we have stuff to do tonight, unfortunately, because it's holiday weekend. There's a lot going on. But I want to say that by the time you hear this, it's going to be Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday. You got two days. If you want to watch
kids.
Dad Tales Podcast live, 100th episode, you on can do internet. So on the internet. 10 o'clock Eastern on twitch.tv/dadtalespodcast. Go there now. Just find it, follow it. You'll be ready. Set your notifications. Because it's going
to
be.
I can't believe we were that lucky. We actually got Dad Tales Podcast. We didn't even have to go with the.
That's right.
Dad
that's
Tales
right.
Podcast.
No. I've had this since for like a long time and have done nothing with it. Absolutely so zero.
It's just Dad Tales Podcast.
It's Dad Tales Podcast.
Just Dad Tales Podcast.
No, Dad Tales Podcast.
Oh.
You're thinking of Just Rocker Dude's channel. That's Just Rocker Dude. No, Dad Tales Podcast. Go there, follow it. You'll be ready for Friday night because it's going to go off. I'm going to tell you that.
No Dad Tales Podcast?
Hold on, what?
It's no Dad Tales Podcast?
No, hold on. Twitch.tv/DadTalesPod. Hold on. Fuck. Twitch.tv/DadTalesPodcast.
/DadTalesPodcast.
Yeah.
So it's like slash from Guns N' Roses?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Just go into your emojis and find the guy with the big
sunglasses
top hat.
And the top hat, yes.
Yeah, put that in. Dad Tales Podcast. But anyway, we are going to have we're going to have games. We're going to have guests. Some of our favorites are coming back.
Maybe even some prizes.
Maybe even you can participate in said games for said prizes. How late is it going to go? You know what? I don't fucking know because I can't see into the fucking future. But what I can tell you is it's going to be lit AF. Can I say that? Am I allowed to say that right now today?
It's going
to
be off the chain.
It is going to be ridiculous. There might be three people watching. Chat is going to be bananas.
I've been saying lit F. I thought it was F.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be lit kids. F. It's lit
I'm sorry.
F.
My F off.
You're going to laugh. You're going to laugh your F off. But anyway. Yeah. But if you can't be around to watch it, we are still going to record it as we usually do for release next week. And so we would love it if you would be there with us live on Friday night. Like like I said, huge deal. It's a huge deal for us. The fact that we've made it 100 episodes is just absolutely...
And if you don't make it, then I don't want you there anyway. Screw you.
Well, yeah. No, I still want...
Like, you call yourself a big fan, and you don't even come to the big live event? Get lost.
How many live events have we done? And you're not coming exactly. to this one? Like... We've been there for you. We've been there for you, and you're not going to come watch the live...
In your car.
The live event. Nose. That's right.
We've been there.
We've been there, man. We've
scratching
been there.
Scratching your ass.
Scratching your balls. Been there.
Hey, you know, not like, your wife.
You've been you were listening to us when that big thing your wife was pissed about, and you had to go home, and you're thinking the whole time, how am I going to get out of this? What am I going to do? Who was there for you? Fucking we were. And that's you're right. not going to be there... Friday night for the live show? What the fuck are we even doing? What are we even doing here? What? We've been doing this for you the whole time. You think this is for us? This fucking guy.
Oh my goodness.
Boy.
Hey, but like, just in case, we're recording it, right?
Yeah, just in case we're going to record it. So if you can't make it.
Oh, okay, okay.
No, cool. You can listen to it next Wednesday. No, it's cool.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, for sure.
In the car, you know, like, your wife is pissed at you and you're driving home.
Yeah, in the car, on the bus, whatever.
On the train?
Yep.
Plane?
Remember that dick who was riding the bus and I told him don't listen?
Yeah.
Yep.
Way back when?
Yeah. You think he ever listened?
I don't know.
I hope not.
99 episodes. I'm sure he's listened to a handful.
Yeah, you know, probably not.
When you were saying AF, I completely forgot when we did that Italian intro... That I have that song saved in my soundboard. It just says Italian AF.
Italian AF? This is Italian totally AF. Italian AF.
This is Italian AF. All right, guys.
Hey, mister, have you played any video games this week?
I played video games every fucking night, bitch.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Close to bit? Every night.
Oh, a bit.
Damn close, bit. Oh, boy. You didn't play?
Not much, no.
No.
I played a little bit today. Played some Black Ops 3, and then I played some Iron Banner with Jess Rocker Dude. Oh, and nice. Our good buddy Drafty.
Nice.
And RNG Gator.
We played with Drafty last night in some PS4 peeps. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was good.
Time to turn on the PS4 grind.
Yeah, this controller sucks.
I have to get on that.
Yeah, oh I figure God. They're, I don't know, Xbox isn't going anywhere. Warmind isn't going anywhere all summer long. So, you know, I keep
Might
seeing
as well.
All these peeps over up on PS4 that I want to play with. And, you know, I gotta get my shit done. And so Baroque and Stu and I decided to play through the story last night. We got probably like, what, 2/3 of the way through?
Yeah, almost maybe, all the way through.
Yeah, I mean. Almost like the last two missions. And I had to bail, unfortunately. But we did get on and play some PvP with some DTP guys. And then we went and did the story and did like a whole bunch of stuff. But I had to bail. These two guys finished. And I finished today and actually went through, got my hand cannon. How far did you guys get last night?
That
we,
far.
We finished the story,
mm-hmm.
and then I don't know. Did we do anything after that? I don't think so.
I went and finished IO, Flashpoint, yeah. and that was about it.
Basically, finished up the story. I went to bed. It was late.
Did you guys?
I was up late the last couple.
Did
nights.
You guys hit 30?
Yes. Oh yeah, I hit 30 midway through the campaign.
What was your power? 'Cause
I was doing some other stuff. I finished at 343.
Yeah, dude. So, like, last night I popped on, I was, what, level 26. The only reason I was 26 is because I've been letting Josh play on PS4 while I'm playing on Xbox, and he just goes to different planets and just starts shooting shit. So, he hip-fires the whole time. He can't figure out how to aim down sights yet. But anyway, he actually leveled me up to 26 once. And then, yeah, so basically last night I was on probably like an hour before you guys got on, just running stuff on IO and public events, and I hit 30 in no time and finished about 343 as well. So it was pretty, it was pretty easy to kind of get the light level up and, or power level and the regular level. So that was, that was kind of cool.
I don't know. One thing that I found is that having only the one character on that console, man, item management is so much easier.
Oh yeah.
Like, I'm like, nope, junk. Why, nope, junk. Okay, keep. Nope, junk.
That's why I only have a Warlock on Xbox. That's it.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. Like, my vault, I have... Jeez, there's, like, hardly anything in there.
I really...
63 pieces out of 300?
I really want to start playing my PC character. He's just sitting there. Yeah. Level 4, level 5, maybe? Just waiting.
You know, Stu, so, I was thinking today, I want to start... I too want to play a little bit on PC, but I want to I want to play with a controller.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can do that. I kind of want to continue learning mouse and keyboard.
Is that sale still going on, or is that over with?
I think it's still going on. It's still going on, actually. If anybody wants to pick up Destiny 2 right now, it's probably going on. I'll find out exactly how much it's going on for right now, but it's $12. Through the Humble Bundle, you buy it, you know, subscribe, and then you can cancel right away, and you still own the game. If you don't cancel, next month you get some random ass games for $12, so it's pretty good. I have a link, so shameless promotion. If anybody wants to buy it, let me know. I'll drop my link.
So,
my kids need wine, so please.
By the time this comes out, that will pretty much be the end of it. Because as of right now, we have 4 days and 14 hours. So you'll have about a day, maybe two, to get this if you want to use Stu's
link. I'll put this up Tuesday night. Well, I did. I'll put it up Tuesday night so people have time.
Yeah, nobody. I don't give a shit. Don't use my link. Don't use my link.
Oh, I'm not worried about your fucking link.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, our first match is... for the podcast showdown thing is
the ninth,
right? And it's on PS4.
Yeah, apparently.
So I got to get to grinding on there.
Have we really mentioned that?
No, I don't. Well, we mentioned it a while ago, but yeah. Our, hold on, let me look at the schedule here. I just got to switch accounts.
So I got to do some grinding because I think I've played one story mission.
Oh, you could do the grinding all night long.
Yeah, you're gonna have some difficulties if you can't play PvP.
So this says we are playing. So we're playing Grenades and Horseshoes at 11:30 on
PM
June 9th. No, that's AM because our it says 2:30 PM, but it's in.
Pacific time.
Well, then that's 5:30 our time.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. 5:30. Oh, shit. I always go, but I don't know. Well, if I was in California,
I'd be 11:30 here. Plus 3, minus 3.
Oh, boy. Hard, ooh. Man. Oh, that might be rough, dude.
At 5:30?
Yeah.
I was looking at that, and you know what? I can already see the future. You guys want to hear the future?
What is it?
Okay, well, listen, I got to go play some video games right now. And she's going to be like, fuck you are. We got to make dinner. Where are you going?
Well, actually, I mean, we could see what we could do. We could even, we might be able to play the match and, like, record it. Maybe do it, like, the day before. I don't know. I'll have to talk to those guys and see what they could do. But I know that we are going to, we're going to a concert that night. So I might not be able to do that. And I just kind of figured that out right now. So we'll get back to you on time.
I was looking at the
exclusive.
Yes,
I was looking at the we suck at like the time slots for like the games. I'm like, go. the games start at like noon.
Yeah, but yeah, I think we could probably record it and then play it later.
Well, it'll be quick. Mm-hmm. It'll be a quick match, anyways.
Yeah. I mean, that we're not saying that it'll be quick because we're awesome and, you know, we're going to beat them.
Not.
I think the exact opposite of what we're saying.
Yeah, I don't know. You read between the lines on that.
I'll probably have, like, a white hand cannon and... probably no heavy yet.
Boost won't be able to do it. He won't be able to do a super.
Probably won't have a grenade yet.
He's got a simple, simple jump.
He has an unlocked class ability. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so that's going down on the 9th of June. So that should be pretty fun. Looking forward to that. And, yeah.
Okay. So, I'll have to get... I'm downloading the update right now, so maybe I'll play a little afterwards.
Yeah. It was fun. I don't know if I even want to go into Osiris. There's really nothing that I need to do in there, right? Like, I want to go for those guns, but I already I have all of them on Xbox. Unless I get bored.
If you're looking to like level up quickly, it's not a bad idea.
Okay.
Because I did it on Xbox. And I got some good stuff from the Osiris story.
All right. I did get a Catalyst though. Last night while we were playing together. I haven't gotten one of those on Xbox yet. It was for the Darcy, I believe.
Yeah, I still don't have a Catalyst, period.
What is a Catalyst?
It's basically the thing that you need to make the weapon a masterwork. So each one is different. Hold on. I had saved this thing that I found.
It doesn't matter what each one does. If anybody wants to know what each specific one does, they can go find that. But what it is it drops and then it tells you, okay, you got to do shit, and then you can make that Exotica Masterworks, which gives you a little bit extra something.
Yeah, and it's completely random drop to get them. So, you know.
You could get it doing public events. You could get it doing PvP. You could get it doing strikes. You could get it doing, I don't know. I think raids.
All right. Good to know. I had saved this thing, and basically it was like where they all drop, what they all do, but
who cares?
Whatever. It's ETB.
Yeah, I mean, just go play the game, and you'll get one.
You'll get one eventually.
Or you won't.
Or you won't.
And, you know, tough.
So whatever. I'm looking at my Twitter account on my PC, and I wanted to bring this up. So the other night, Friday night, he had his friends over. And so Lisa was like, when are you getting home? Dylan wants to play Fortnite with his buddies, but, you know, they don't want to do it until you get home. It's like, okay. So I get there. His buddies come over. I set everything up. They're all taking turns back and forth playing Fortnite. So so Dill's playing. Josh is watching. His one buddy, Mark, is watching. And then another kid is playing on the PS4 right next to him. And he's just, you know, doing whatever. You know, he's... Usually he may get like one kill, but usually he doesn't get to very far. And so he had gotten a bush, and his buddy's like, what's a bush? What do you do with that? I was like, put it on. And then not knowing, realized that there was only like 10 people left in the game. I was like, dude, just put it on. Just sit there. I was like, you know, just watch this. And so, his buddy's like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, I've never gotten one of those before, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, he's like final six, then it's final four, and like all these guys are fighting above him. So he's like at one of like the rivers or like little streams. Everybody's fighting above him. They don't really see him. The circle's getting tighter and tighter. And then in the longer video I made, he's like, I could be in a final two situation. That made me laugh. That made me laugh right away. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, I don't know, just something just told me, like, I better record this. So I started like recording him. And so the two guys were fighting, and then it's final two. The other guy does not see him at all. Because at first he's like moving around. I'm like, dude, they're going to spot a moving bush. I was like, if you want to try and like get to the end, you got to like stay still, dude. And so he does. And I was like, just slowly start moving. So this one guy, he kills the other guy, then there's two left. The other guy goes over and starts to like pick up all the loot. I said, Dill. I was like, and he had a purple scar, a grenade launcher, and a couple other things. I don't remember what they were. But anyway, so I was like, dude, get your scar out, start shooting. He doesn't know you're there. So he starts shooting him. He gets a couple hits on him. The guy turns around, immediately starts building. I'm like, get your grenade launcher out. He starts fucking lobbing grenades up at him. Next thing you know, boom. First victory royale. Solo. I have no solo wins yet.
That's amazing.
And It was fucking him. His reaction is priceless. And so if you're listening now and you haven't seen it, go to at JC Jesse on my Twitter feed, and it's there. It's so good. I was so proud. I was screaming louder than he was. I was so excited.
I mean, when you watch that video, it kind of makes me a little bit jealous, because you were there and captured this moment of his, and like everybody that plays video games has had a moment like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody caught mine. Your son is so damn lucky, man. That's amazing. He's gonna look back at that in like 10 years and still have it. So dude, good for him. No, dude, it's a great video.
We've watched it so many times, and I'm looking right now. The reason why I bring it up,
yeah, it almost he's has, so pumped.
I know. It has almost 3,500 views on it. It's crazy. It's crazy. But it was, man, it was amazing. I was so happy for him, so proud of him. He was like, he's pointing at his buddies. He's like flexing. He's like, let's go. It's like, oh boy. But that was an awesome moment this weekend.
Hey, you could be the next ninja.
I don't know, Kev. Let's pump the brakes on that. You haven't seen you've only seen 30 seconds of him play. He plays next to me. He's not the next ninja. No, but
I said he could be.
Yeah, he could be. And it was funny, like, you know, shit, what's the name of the guy? Little Dickens, that was played with Lupo.
Yeah.
His dad saw it and commented on it, and I didn't realize, like, apparently he lives near here. And I was like, oh shit. And I was like, yeah, your son's awesome too, blah blah blah. So that was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. So anybody who commented on it, thank you very much. I appreciate all the comments. It was pretty awesome. Yeah. That's all I got there. Anybody else?
Nope.
No. More of the same.
Nothing video game wise.
Yeah, just the past couple nights.
So we got E3 coming up pretty soon. I saw a list of some stuff coming up. I'm excited to get into that. That's what, 2 weeks away? Something like that?
Yeah. 2 weeks.
It's the weekend of when we're having the podcast showdown, right?
Yep.
All right, sweet. I am much excited for that. Oh shit. Let's do some housekeeping real quick. How about that?
Alright. Sounds good.
Alright. That would be very nice if we could do the housekeeping.
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Alright. Oh shit. Didn't want to start that again. Let's do housekeeping twice. Dad Tales Podcast. DadTalesPodcast.com. Go there for all your Dad Tales needs. Links to the Discord, links to the Patreon. That's what you can find there. Gamersubs.gg. Use the promo code DTP if you want to have 10% off your order of fantastic. They have a new one out. It's Cheeto Dill Pickle.
Delicious.
Oh my gosh. It is like, it makes my taste buds dance. I'm just going to say that. And when they're dancing, they're doing the Macarena. Let's just say that.
Just today, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I just got it in the mail yesterday. Try it out today.
Okay.
Stuffed crust pizza. Fantastic.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw one that they have in development. It's
really?
Banana pesto.
Ooh, you know
banana.
What?
Banana, wow.
The pine
banana
nut. Pesto. I hear the pine nut like going like aftertaste is exquisite. Exquisite.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of interested to try it, but I don't know.
What does banana like? What does that taste like?
I don't know. This was a special insider's email. This is just something that's still in R&D.
Okay. I haven't been on those emails in a while.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. You know what the best part about this is?
You know what? They just updated their privacy policy. You didn't get those emails?
No.
I always get those emails.
No? Oh, not fine. Yet. Well, it's with the rest of them.
They did.
But no joke, like, Gamersubs could come out with just a Dad Tales podcast mystery flavor, and no one would ever know what the hell it is, because it could be anything.
Well, I don't think that's happening anytime soon.
They should do that, though.
They should.
It's a great marketing thing.
here's what you need to do. Get your pen and paper out. Get your email out. Do whatever you need to do. Hit up gamersubs.gg. Tell them we want Dad Tales Podcast mystery flavor. And we want it now. We're not going to take no for an answer. First of all, they're probably going to see it and be like, who the hell is Dad Tales Podcast? And then they're going to say, what kind of mystery flavor should we create? And we'll take it from there. We'll take it from there, people. Okay? We just don't get all over my back about it. Just hit them up.
Shrimp cocktail.
Shrimp on the Bobby.
throw another shrimp on the Bobby. Let's do a little. How about a gamer tag of the week, people? Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
This one is sent to us by our good buddy Arisen Phoenix, aka House Dilla. And he has been sending me some gems. This one is Farting_soldier.
Farting soldier.
Yep.
Not bad. Okay.
Now comes my favorite game. What class is it?
Ooh.
Farting soldier is a Titan.
Yeah, I think a Titan as well.
You'd be wrong. It's a void lock.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, it's a void lock, bros. Read and weep right there.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But what does he mean? That's the question.
Oh, I don't know, man. what do you mean, man?
What do you mean?
I don't know. What do you mean? We didn't even talk about what we're going to do for Song of the Week.
I figured it was just open.
I have no friggin' idea.
I think we're just going to do ghost songs.
I think the next, 5 weeks are just going to be all ghost songs. That's funny that you say that, because the other day in the Discord, where is it at? Let me see if there is more to the conversation. But Chubby Wizard puts in there, he goes, is this where we go to talk about ghosts? Oh yeah, it says, is this where we talk about how awesome Ghost is? And then I guess Scumdeath, he saw them and he said they blew his tits off. So if that's any indication of how good they are, if you have tits, prepare to have them blown off if you go see Ghost.
I suggest not wearing a bra.
Yeah, exactly. Or wear a bra, maybe they'll help keep your tits on.
Just sitting there and just
holy shit. But yeah, I mean, yeah, we could do whatever you want. I'm super excited because Prickell comes out this Friday.
I know,
the new Ghost album.
Definitely excited.
Oh my gosh,
because my song of the week is Ghost Rats.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You know what? It's funny. When I started listening to that, and if you don't know what we're talking about, you have Spotify. If you have Spotify, that'd be great, because they actually have a, if you look up Ghost, they have a This Is Ghost playlist, and it's awesome. And if you don't, then I don't know what the hell you're doing with your life. But no.
I'm just going to say right now, this is how big Ghost is getting, okay? James Hetfield from Metallica. There's a video on YouTube of him playing a Ghost song in the studio.
It's pretty really? Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Like, YouTube has a lot of... they're uploading... People are uploading a lot of their shows to YouTube from this tour. It's pretty cool. There was one that went up this week from here in Philadelphia, and they only did an hour set because they were in a it was a festival setting, so that was pretty cool. And the guy was pretty, I think he was in the pit, so he got some really, really good angles. But man, that show looks fucking awesome. I ordered the vinyl. It's coming this week.
Nice.
Yeah. And so with the vinyl you actually get an MP3 of the album, the whole thing, so that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
And I thought I read somewhere that if you got tickets to the concert, maybe this is somewhere in particular, but if you bought tickets to the concert, they would send you a free CD, which is funny because when my wife got tickets to see Pink, they sent her a Pink, her new album. Is that a thing now?
Oh, that's cool.
Maybe.
If it is, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, like, all she went with, like, four friends, and with the tickets, they sent them four copies of her new CD. That's pretty crazy.
Nice.
Anyway, sorry, I digress. All right, what do we want to do? I'll let you guys do whatever you... Oh, Boost, you said rats.
Oh, yeah. I'm going rats.
Rats. Rats. Oh, shit. I'm starting to play it. Rats. At first, I like didn't know. I was like, "Ah, the song's okay," but now, like when it comes on, I tell you, at the very end of Rats, and this is any band, but whenever there's like four guitarists that they tour with, one lead guitarist, one like number two lead rhythm guitarist, and the bass player. When the two lead guitarists get up and they start playing the solos in tandem, it makes my fucking balls tingle.
That's awesome.
Whenever that whenever two guitarists sync up and start playing like that, it is fucking amazing. All right. Rats is added. Who wants to go next? Stu?
Sure.
Okay.
Today was a beautiful day up here in Toronto. The sun was out. It was shining.
Oh, that's
the windows were down in my car. And Sabotage by the Beastie Boys came out.
Classic.
And
Sabotage.
So I dropped it into sport mode, and I pinned it. Because I can't stand it.
That's what you
I get. Know you planned it.
That's what you gotta do, bro.
I'm gonna set it straight.
This Watergate?
Ah.
You know what? I can't stand rocking.
The crystal ball?
This.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Baroque, Reaper.
Yes. I'm going to go with The Decemberists, Severed.
Ooh. Hold on.
The Februarists was their original name.
I like The Decemberists.
It's got a very retro vibe to that song.
And I am going to go with... Ooh. I'm going Square Hammer.
Yes.
By Ghost.
That's probably my second favorite song.
I don't know. Dance Macabre is pretty
good. Dance Macabre is pretty damn good.
What's funny is I've told two real life friends about Ghost. It's like, and I sent them the list. Like, yeah, these guys are kind of weird. They're a metal band from Sweden. And I sent them the link. Like, we had been texting. And I sent them the link. Dead stop. No text after that for 24 hours. Really? I think it's a coincidence.
I think my favorite Ghost song right now is probably Absolution. That's a good song.
Okay.
I like that one.
Genesis is pretty good.
Ritual.
Ritual.
It's amazing.
Pretty much the first half of that playlist is just like, I can listen to that over and over and over.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I going to get kicked off this podcast?
No, you're not.
Oh, okay.
Why, do you not like Ghost?
They're not his thing. Hey, it's okay. He likes Queen. Ghost isn't the bar people.
Yeah, you know, okay. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves right. Queen.
Stu loves us. Ghost the
One
second.
Of us.
And they do like a Rush Ghost mix, you know. They do Ghost Ghost Rush collab, you know.
Rust. I want to see Rust.
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 Rusted Root. Oh my God! Here's something funny. So my one buddy, I was texting with him back and forth, and he was like, "I'm drinking with my wife. We're listening to '90s songs," and he starts texting me all the songs that he's listening to, and one of them is, I shit you not. Hold on. I gotta find it. Damn it. Here it is.
How bizarre.
Nice.
I was like, fuck yeah, it is.
Help is on. So did you guys find out who those few people were that didn't like Queen?
No, they didn't leave. They didn't leave a name or number. But I will tell you that it was 94%. They did like the band Queen. And we only asked simple yes or no.
So
the question was, do you like the band Queen? Yes or no? And I believe, if I'm doing the math right, it was one person that said no. Except for one fucking...
You're doing the math wrong. You're doing the math wrong.
Okay.
There was 83 votes, I believe.
Yeah.
And it was 94, so I think it was 78 said yes.
Okay.
That means that there was five fucking jackasses that don't like weed.
There were five people who were wrong.
They have no ears.
I mean...
And then leave it... And he goes, they're all right. Is that an option?
Oh,
no, it's not a fucking option. It says clearly right here, yes or no.
I mean, it's black and white.
You don't see they're all right on there, do you? No, they're not all right. They're fucking queen. So, there you have it.
You know.
Unfucking believable.
Just get lost.
They're all right.
I was going to ask a question, but you guys went off on this. Wow.
No, sorry, Brooke. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say... it's fine.
To be fair, Stu, I didn't do any math. I didn't figure out anything.
Math checks out.
All right.
There's a bunch of people who said yes and a few people who were wrong.
Yeah.
But they've been playing a lot of this lately, but it's been interesting to me, and I've done it one time, and it's they have this thing, like it's a graduation playlist, where you put in what year you graduated high school, and it makes you a playlist of songs from around there. Yeah, and it's like, oh, damn.
Ooh, post that. This song. Post that link in our chat.
I will.
I think a lot of people were scared to say anything because I'm checking the impressions. And there's close to 600 people that saw this tweet. And just like, you know what? I'm going to skip over it. You know what? How do you skip over that? I don't know. Anyway, I think that's going to do it for us for tonight.
Yeah, I think we're good.
You want to put a pin in this? We'll put a bow on this right now? I have a whole list of things I wanted to talk about, but we may have to save that for episode 101. Because next week... episode 100 is going to be too big to even I don't know how I'm going to get a word in edgewise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. It's kind of crazy to actually think about. I keep going back to the first episodes.
I'm
going to
drink a lot of beer.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Good for you.
I might have a gin and tonic or two beforehand just to loosen up. I think
I'm gonna have me a virgin diet Cuba Libre.
But yeah, it is nice. I have a good
playlist.
Boost like instantly went there. The best.
If I could take a second to talk about something a little serious before we go. Is that okay?
Yeah, I guess so.
I just want to say thank you to everybody who said some nice things this week. We had to put down our dog on Wednesday. She was 17 years old. She was an old girl. She was having a lot of problems. She lived a full life. I didn't really respond to anybody because I couldn't really know what to say. But I just want to say thank you for everybody that that said some nice things. It meant a lot. And yeah, that's pretty much it. We had a good day with her. I took the day off. We got the kids out of school early, and we just hung out, cuddled with her, went and got some bacon cheeseburgers and French fries, which my four-year-old kept trying to eat the French fries. We're like, no, they're for her. but yeah, we went with the service that actually that came to our home, and they did it with us while we were with her, and it was a lot better experience than what we've had in the past. So she's definitely in a better place now, and you know she just couldn't walk, and you know she was still there puppy wise in her mind, but the body just couldn't handle it anymore, and that's the sad thing about pets is that you know. they're here for such a short time, but they make such a huge impact on us. And
yeah,
it sucks. I mean, the house feels empty. I feel bad for our dachshund. Like, I barely know he's here. Like, my wife has been like, did you let Sammy out? Like, oh shit, it's fucking Sam's here. Like, I forgot. Yeah, I totally let him out. but anyway, that's it.
You know, it's always incredibly sad when you lose a member of the family like that. But you guys loved her. Your family loved her, and she was a happy, good dog. So, yeah, man, I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. But that's it. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring things down at the end, but I felt like I needed to get that out.
It's okay.
And just say thank you to everybody.
I'm going to go hug Louie in a minute, man.
I'm going to go upstairs and lay with Sammy.
Where's my cat?
I know.
No, but for real, man, I'm tearing up. It's sad.
I know. Really, I know. Me too. I'm trying to keep it together.
Like my little guy, his legs are fucked. So, but he's as happy, his same old happy little self.
I know. Yeah, it's that's the thing that sucks about it. Yeah, it's like I was reasonably okay, like, the whole time, the whole process. You know, my kids were really upset, obviously. But it wasn't until, like, later on at night, I was just like, I couldn't take it anymore. It finally hit me. You know, 17 years is a long fucking time. What's funny is that we're going back and we're looking at pictures, and the pictures of her as a puppy were actual photographs. Like, there was no digital photography.
I mean, I didn't want to.
She was a puppy.
When you posted that thing, I didn't want to respond with it, but I thought of it, like, this guy took a picture of a picture with his phone so that he could tweet it.
I know. I like, did.
For sure. You could see the gleam on the
Here's the funny thing is that we're looking at pictures, and I dug through all these pictures to find the ones of her, and my wife was looking at it, and one of them is like, we took her to go swimming when she was a puppy, and my wife is holding the photo, and she goes to, like, she puts her index finger and her thumb on it and tries to, like, widen it like it's on her phone. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? It's like, it's a photo. You can't zoom in on a photo.
Zoom it in hand.
And she was like, oh my God, I'm such an idiot. Like, we were, like, dying laughing.
That is the best thing I've ever
heard. It's so funny. Oh, she's cute. Trying to fucking zoom in on this picture. Oh my God, it was great. It was great.
I feel you, because we went and cleaned out our storage shed yesterday, and going through there, found a box, and it has the dog we got when we got married. I've had his collar. I kept his collar for all these years, you know. And, like, I found it in the box, and it, like, made me all sad again. And my wife was like, you know, we're super going along, and I'm just like, oh. She's like, what? And then, like, she looked down at it, and my daughter, clueless, because that was the dog that got hit while my wife was pregnant with my daughter. Oh, so my daughter never got to meet my dog, and, like, that was my best friend. And so it's like, she doesn't get it, and it's just like, I you don't want to bring down her, because it's like, well, this is gonna happen to you when your dog. But, you know, it's that really sad moment, because they are so much a part of your life, whether you realize it or not. It's until they're gone, and it's just like,
the weird thing is that I know, like, as a kid, my grandparents always had dogs. They had Yorkies, but we never had to, like, we never had to euthanize them, because my grandmother was so horrible. She would always, like, leave the door open, and the dogs, I mean, I'm sorry, it's not funny, the dogs would get hit. So she would keep getting another Yorkie, and I would come home, I'd be like, who's this? She's like, this is Andy 3. And I'm like, what? Like, it was like 1, 2, 3, 4 with these dogs. And it wasn't until we had our, we had a shepherd mix, and, you know, we had to do the same thing with her, but at the vet's office, and that was horrible. And that's why we decided to do it the way we did it now, which, if you have the opportunity to do that, if you have a pet, it's a little extra, but it is so, so much more worth it. But anyway, so I have the other dogs, the other dog's collar in one of the drawers. Well, Dylan goes over to find it, and then we have this dog's collar, which I took off of her. So for the rest of the night, my boys are wearing the dog collars. It's just a really weird thing. Like, I don't know. But it was just funny, you know. He just started telling all these funny stories. Like, when she was a puppy, in order to assert her dominance over my wife, she would pee on her pillow on the bed.
Yo, I did the same thing to my wife.
Yeah, well, you got to.
You know?
Yeah.
Get in there early or you just lose.
Exactly, exactly. But anyway, like I said, sorry, I didn't mean to bring the end of the show down, but I just wanted to get that off my chest, and it's just something that happened this week, and it's been on my mind a lot, and so
pets are awesome.
We're pets people. Are awesome. We have things.
I already
we can have a moment of silence even for our fallen pet compadres.
Yeah, my kids are already asking me for a puppy. And you know what? Before I would have said no, now I'm thinking like, house is a little empty now. So I want to get my backyard in order. But anyway, yeah, so that's going to be it for us for tonight. Brooke, where can people find you at, buddy?
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
Awesome. Stu?
You can find me patiently waiting for our 100th episode at the Dad Tales Twitch channel. You wanna throw that out there again?
I was absolutely going to. That's twitch.tv/DadTalesPodcast.
That'd be the one.
That's the one. Don't forget the underscore. Yeah, I forgot to say don't forget the underscore the other day. Oh, no. Hashtag stay fresh. I forgot to say that, and it fucking bugged me all week. Boost. I
didn't even notice. Boost KDV. Everywhere and anywhere.
Awesome. And you could find us at Dad's Tales. If you have an email, want to send us anything, you could do so. I know I really don't put the email out nearly enough, I don't think, but it's dadstalespodcast@gmail.com. And then again, yes, go follow us when you hear this so you can be alerted as to when we go live. That's twitch.tv/dadtalespodcast. And then you could find me at JCJesse on Twitter. And that's it for episode 99, boys. It's all about that episode 100 next week. Like I said, going to have a lot of really great people on there. A lot of our friends are going to be joining us. Who knows what is going to happen, but I will.
What's going to happen? I don't know.
Somebody could whip their dick out. I have no idea. I think that may violate the Twitch terms of service.
Dad Tales Podcast has a whole one thing on their channel, and then they were banned.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. Be excellent to each other, everybody.
Stay fresh.
Hashtag stay fresh. Welcome to the fire demon. 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 Dad Tales Podcast. Welcome to the fire demon. Dad Tales Podcast. TTB. 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 Welcome to the